Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
19 dead in a New York City fire.
9 of them are children, are babies.
Novak Djokovic wins court battle.
But his freedom may be short-lived.
Remembering Bob Saget.
Is this working out great or what? These girls are crazy about you.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Matt Piper in the Bronx with the CBS World News Roundup. All you see are broken windows when you look up at this high-rise. Some people have been in and out of the building gathering belongings on this very cold 28-degree morning. 19 people dead, 9 of them kids.
There was a lot of kids crying, help, help, help.
Officials say the victims were found in stairwells on various floors with heavy, thick smoke billowing through. CBS's Nancy Chen is also here on the scene with more on what caused this tragedy.
Officials say the fire started in a two-story unit on the second and third floors. The flames only damaged the apartment and nearby hallways. But with the door to the apartment left open, smoke escaped and began to fill the entire 120-unit building.
Black smoke. I can barely see from me to you.
Dozens were trapped inside, forced to smash windows for air.
Members found victims on every floor in stairwells, and we're taking them out in cardiac and respiratory arrest.
About 200 firefighters fighting the flames, evacuating survivors, and resuscitating the injured. Many continued searching in the smoke, even as their oxygen tanks emptied.
Hospitals in the area are now working to save the lives of more than a dozen people who are in critical condition. In all, more than 60 people were injured. Steve?
Well, Matt, for a fourth day, no school in Chicago as the dispute goes on over remote learning and COVID protocols. In the last 7 days, the CDC says an average of 824 kids a day have gone to the hospital for COVID treatment. CBS's Janet Shamlian is at Texas Children's Hospital in Houston.
It was devastating, but it just seems like everybody have it.
Jamisha Kelly says she became alarmed when her son started having trouble breathing.
He can't tell me what's going on.
COVID cases are soaring here.
It's exceeded our previous peaks. Right now, we don't necessarily see light at the end of our tunnel yet.
Dr. Lara Shekademian is chief of critical care.
We see healthy children come in ill, and we see children with other comorbidities, as we call them, get very ill as well.
Doctor, have you had to intubate children?
Yes, we have.
New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the latest member of Congress to test positive for the virus. A close Trump ally in Congress, Ohio's Jim Jordan, has turned down a request for an interview by the House panel investigating last year's Capitol attack. Jordan calls the investigation a partisan witch hunt. U.S. and Russian diplomats are meeting in Geneva as a potential military showdown looms in Ukraine. CBS's Holly Williams is talking with military leaders in eastern Ukraine who are bracing for a possible Russian invasion.
On Ukraine's frozen front line, we trekked through the icy trenches that slice this country in two. Commander Andriy is a 22-year military veteran, and he's worried.
Very big possibility.
A very big possibility the Russians will invade.
Yes, yes.
Russia has massed up to 100,000 troops along Ukraine's border. The U.S. is training Ukraine's frontline soldiers, supplying nearly $500 million in military assistance last year, including anti-tank missiles.
A court win for Novak Djokovic in his battle to stay in Australia, unvaccinated, to play in the first major tennis tournament of the year.
Fans celebrating outside the courthouse where the appeal was being heard.
What they're doing to him is not fair.
Shame on the government for
putting the number one tennis player through this.
The judge ruling Djokovic was not offered enough time to consider options at the border, but his freedom could be short-lived. The court was told the government may still intervene using discretionary powers to cancel his visa. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Brisbane, Australia.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Police in Orlando say there are no signs of foul play or drugs involved in the death of actor-comedian Bob Saget. He was found unresponsive in a hotel room. He was in the midst of a stand-up tour. Saget shot to fame on TV in the 1980s. He played Danny Tanner on the hit series Full House.
Well, girls, what do you think of your new rad bad dad?
And he put his cleaned-up comedy to work hosting America's Funniest Home Videos.
Chris wants to take some great shots as his buddy skis past him. I think he's going to ski past him.
Sorry, Chris!
Bob Saget was 65. In online tributes, friends and co-stars say he was funny and kind. There was no TV broadcast, and many in Hollywood ignored the Golden Globes this year because of concern over a lack of diversity in the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. A Steven Spielberg remake won Best Musical or Comedy.
Tonight, tonight.
West Side Story won 3 times overall. Power of the Dog won 4 Golden Globes. On TV, Succession won Best Drama, Hacks Best Comedy. Wild scene outside Los Angeles after a small Cessna aircraft crash-landed on train tracks.
Go, 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 go!
A scramble to get the pilot out safely before a train hit the plane. The pilot was not seriously hurt, and no one on the train was injured. A familiar foes square off tonight when Alabama plays Georgia for college football's national championship. CBS's Steve Futterman is in Indianapolis.
There is a southern invasion here in Indianapolis. Fans from Georgia and Alabama are in town for tonight's game. The Georgia fans quite loud.
Georgia, baby, let's go Dawgs!
The Alabama fans a bit more quietly confident.
Roll Tide. Alabama, Nick Saban all the way.
These two teams have played for the national championship once before.
Fires to the end zone. Touchdown! Alabama wins!
4 years ago, a dramatic finish in overtime. Alabama beat Georgia 26-23. As far as experience goes, Alabama has the clear advantage. The Crimson Tide has won 3 of the last 6 national championships. Georgia hasn't won the national title in 41 years. Temperatures tonight here in Indianapolis will be below freezing, but the game will be played indoors. Georgia is a slight favorite. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the national championship game in Indianapolis.
In a first for women, the New York Yankees will reportedly promote 34-year-old Rachel Balcovitz to be manager of the Tampa Bay Low A entry in the team's farm system.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
The employment situation in the pandemic has many people on the move.
It's being characterized as a mass exodus from the major cities by remote workers.
We have people leaving New York City, Washington, D.C., Chicago, and they're moving to places like Colorado, Texas, Florida.
Chuck Kuhn with JK Moving Services says business is booming.
Our long-distance moving operation grew by over 40%.
Kuhn needs drivers, so he's offering the big bucks.
$100,000. Annual guarantee.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
At the U.S. Olympic speed skating trials, the American record holder in the 500 meters, Aaron Jackson, slipped and failed to qualify. Teammate Brittany Bowe, who did qualify, gave up her spot so Jackson could be on Team USA. Bowe qualified to go to Beijing in two other distances. Jackson said she's grateful and humbled. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.